Let's talk to Chris Kerlick. Chris, so you've been on Sounds Good before, actually to talk about SoundFest before, but some of our listeners may not know the origins of SoundFest, so could you briefly tell us how it came to be?
Well, Sam Crutcher was a well-known musician around Murray, Western Kentucky, Northwest Tennessee. He traveled the nation during his career, went to Europe one time, but he passed away in 2009, and all his friends wanted me to start something for him, so I started this. It was a little bit of a demand at first, but it came off real good the first few years, so we're going to continue with it. The first year, we benefited Sam's youngest daughter for her education, and every year since then, we've benefited a different charity, and this year, it's American Heart Association.
And how do you choose the charity?
Well, I just try to keep it to major, real major charities that everybody's heard of and everybody just knows about. It's not any vague. I'm not saying they're bad, but, you know, I want well-known names that people will know who they're contributing to.
Well, tell us about the location of SoundFest and when it is.
Well, it's at Hidden Creek Campground, which is in Springville, Tennessee, which is the easiest way to explain it. It's near Paris Landing, and it's near the Tennessean Golf Course. But there will be signs pointing you that way. It's on West Antioch Road off of 79. It starts May 24th at noon till the people get tired of dancing and listening to music. When they get tired, we'll go home.
And what time is that usually if they get tired?
About 11:30. They start when it 9 and 10 hours go by. They start to wilt away.
Looks like you've got a nice shirt for SoundFest this year. A gentleman that
well,
we know
you've
well
got
here
one
at
too.
WKMS. You brought me one. Rick Nance designed the shirts.
Yes, sir. He was so kind and nice about that. I asked him way early on if he would do it, and it came down to where it seemed like to me he could have done it in 5 minutes, but. He was a real big help, and everybody has really liked the flyer and the T-shirt. So that part is a success.
Well, tell us about the bands this year. I know that you work really hard to get an eclectic lineup of musicians each and every year for SoundFest.
Well, one of the musicians will be Kayla Crutcher. She'll be singing with Josh Brown. She's the daughter of Sammy Crutcher, and she has starting a career in music. She has been getting some calls from Nashville and different places to do backup vocals, and I'm really proud of her, and I know Sam would be. But that's an acoustic act, and we'll have Night Fish, but we've got some scheduling problems with that right now, but I believe it's going to work out. And, of course, the Albino Follicles, which is a band from down around Paris. We have, from Southern Illinois, we have the Three Alarm Band and South of 70. And both of them are pretty much classic rock and maybe country. We have the Drunken Poets who...
They were finalists in our Battle of the Bands competition.
Yes, sir. They're a very fine band. I've seen them here in Murray. And then we have a band from Nashville, Tennessee coming called The Client. And again, it's probably classic 70s. Rock and roll. We have a little acoustic act who is a striving new performer. It's called Peruvian Groove, and I believe it's an acoustic duo. And I believe that's just about it.
Tell us about the atmosphere at SoundFest. This is a place you can bring your children, right?
Yes. It's in a great big field. Of course, we have a kind of like a barn and a roof to protect the band. But it's just a huge field. You can bring a tent. If you call Hidden Creek Campground or get online, they're on Facebook, they might still have some hookups for campers and the sort. But anybody is welcome to bring a tent and set up out in this big field, and there'll be food, there'll be T-shirts. We also have some interesting raffles this year. The lady at Hot August Blues Festival has given us two-day tickets. Now, what that means is two people can go 2 days to Hot August Blues. They're valued at $150 total. So that's going to be one raffle. We have some kind individuals that are calling themselves Precious Pennies, and they're going to be raffling off a widescreen 26-inch TV. Of course, I'll have some raffles, which are mainly gift cards from businesses around Murray, and they're mainly meal cards. You can go out and have a $25, $30 meal, and each meal gift card comes with a free pizza. So you're gonna get a meal for probably at least two people, maybe three, plus you're going to get a pizza. And then we have a gift certificate from Terrapin Station. I believe they're one of your sponsors.
Absolutely. Well, I understand that the event is free.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
But all the profits from food, soft drinks, T-shirts go to the American Heart Association.
Raffles, too.
And raffles and donations are very much encouraged.
Yes, sir. Even if you just give just a little bit, you know. We usually have anywhere from 800 to over 1,000 people during the day, maybe not all at one time, but come and go. And if you figure every person that comes in gives you $5, you know, that's going to make a big difference. But I know some people give more and some people can't, but just try to help out the American Heart Association.
And one more thing, if someone cannot attend the festival but still wants to donate to it, they can go to heart.org/fundraiser and enter SAMFEST 5, right?
Correct, sir, correct. I do have some sponsors this year here in Murray that I'd like to speak about. We have three sponsors that have been with SAMFEST for 5 years. First off, the Big Apple, they've been with us all 5 years, and McCallum Custom Painting has been with us all 5 years, and then Parker Ford has been with us all 5 years. So those people have supported us every year we've had this, and we're thankful. We also have the Tennessean Golf Course and the Four Way Grill. They're both down there on Antioch Road. We have RJ's Lounge. We have Hall's Waste Management and 641 Bar and Grill, Jeff Green Construction and RJ's Lounge. And last of all, we have Drs. Young and Hoffman. They're two dentists here in Murray that have been sponsors.
SAMFEST is Saturday. Again, what time does it start?
12 noon.
12 noon till whenever, probably close to midnight.
Yeah.
And it's at Hidden Acres Campground.
Hidden Creek.
Hidden Creek Campground at 2576 West Antioch Road off Highway 79. It's northeast of Paris. And if you're coming from Murray, what's the best way not to miss it?
Well, the best way from Murray is go down 121 South, and you'll get to 119 in Tennessee, and then you'll come to a T, and if you turn left, you go over Paris Landing Bridge. Well, you should turn right and go down about 3 miles and look for the turn that goes to the Tennessean Golf Course. That'll be West Antioch Road, and there will be a sign there. You go back through there and pass the golf course, go about a mile, and there'll be signs pointing to the left, and one of them will be SAMFEST, and then you're about 100 yards from it. So it's only two little turns there off the highway.
Chris Kerlick, he organizes SAMFEST. We appreciate you coming back on Sounds Good.
Thank you, sir, for having me here. And I'd like to thank Rick and Mary Hoskins for letting us come to Hidden Creek year after year. They help us. The whole time we're there, they're waiting on us hand and foot. And we wouldn't be able to do this without Rick Hoskins and his wife, Mary. And I would like to thank them sincerely.
Well, thanks a lot, Chris.